All right, next guests, I have the privilege of introducing Dave and Amy Freeman. They're going to be covering 2,000 miles and crossing 9 states as they pedal to D.C. I would think a sequel to their popular 2014 adventure when they paddled to D.C. And so Dave and Amy Freeman, biking from Ely, Minnesota to Washington, D.C., they'll be taking their story on the trail as it told in the recent book, A Year in the Wilderness. They're going to see lots of new audiences across the Rust Belt as they pedal to the nation's capital. And the local send-off party is tonight in Grand Marais. Across the street at the Wonder Bar, looks like 7 to 9. Splinter Tones will play, and we're lucky they stopped by the Roadhouse for a pre-party chat. Welcome back, Dave and Amy Freeman.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
And we're talking with Dave and Amy Freeman. I would say in the class of legend adventurers. We were joking, are you guys too young to be legend? But when I look at the miles you've covered and the years you've been out there, you've really done a lot of impressive work. And it's no doubt you're on to the next adventure, the 2,000-mile trip on the bikes across Ohio. Tell us about Pedal to D.C.
Well, Pedal to D.C. starts a week from today, but really it starts tonight because we're going to be at the Wonder Bar right after this for our kickoff party. But next Friday, we'll get on our bicycles in Ely, and we're going to spend the next 2 months biking to Washington, D.C. And we're going to be towing a bright red 14-foot Winona canoe behind our bicycles on a trailer. And people all along the way are going to be signing it to protect our clean water and wilderness here in northern Minnesota from proposed sulfide ore copper mines.
That's right. That's right. You guys are representing the Save the Boundary Waters campaign.
That's right.
As you have for many years now. You spent a year in the wilderness in 2015, 2016.
We did.
And now you've got a great new book out chronicling that year and calling to action.
Yes. So we came out of the wilderness in September of 2016, and a year later, so last September 2017, we came out with a book published by Milkweed Editions called A Year in the Wilderness. And so this bike tour is really a bike book tour. So we're going to be promoting and selling our book and also educating people about the threats that sulfide ore copper mine bring to the region and encouraging people to sign our petition canoe and take action. So it's really sort of has several purposes.
Well, you guys are sort of known as waterway travelers. I know all sorts of paddling and sailing and on the water adventures. Have you done any sort of bike trekking, Amy? Is this going to be a new one?
Good question. It is fairly new to us, but we have done a little bit, including biking in South America as part of the Trans-Amazon expedition. The first little bit of that had to be biking in order to get through the Andes Mountains. That was when we were traveling all the way across South America. But the thing there was we always had one person kind of serving as like the support vehicle, so transporting all of our luggage from place to place. So we didn't really carry much on the bikes, and this will be our first venture carrying a lot of stuff on the bikes.
So there'll be no chase.
Is the canoe full of books then? Or?
Well, yeah, that was one question Milkweed had as we were planning this. They were like, okay, great, so you can stock up on books. And we said, no. Yeah. I think the canoe itself will be tricky enough to pull. I mean, think of all that wind resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're really working closely with Milkweed and Save the Boundary Waters. So, you know, they're mailing books to all the events. We have over 30 events planned.
Wow, that's great.
And then, you know, helping with all the logistics, contacting media along the way, contacting local groups that might want to help publicize it. And so there's a whole bunch of people behind us that are sort of pushing this ahead.
So are you relying on the sort of graciousness of local hosts as well? Is there just a couch surfing for the next few months?
Actually, we're looking for a place to stay tonight. No, I'm just kidding. yes, you know, we're planning to stay in hotels some and camp some, but a lot of people are inviting us to stay with them, friends and family and people we don't know. So I have a feeling we're gonna be staying with people probably 70% of the time. So that should be really fun.
But I think that was one of the, you know, highlights of your paddle trip in 2014. We spoke about that and how folks are so nice.
Yeah.
If they want to be.
Yeah. It's true. Most of the time, people are nice. Yep.
Well, now you're crossing some pretty industrial countryside. I've looked at your map. You're starting in Ely. You're finishing in Washington. And so that's right through the heart of the Mid-Atlantic states, Ohio, Turnpike. What's the route? Are you taking the back road, I hope?
Yeah. So we're going through big cities. We'll go through from Ely. We'll come down to Two Harbors. We have an event there on the 21st. Then two events in Duluth at Bent Paddle on the 22nd and at UMD on the 23rd. And then from there, we go down to the cities. And then we'll go over through Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Dayton, Columbus, Pittsburgh. So we hit some big cities. Luckily, in most of the big cities, there are bike trails. But then outside of the urban areas, we'll mostly be on sort of side roads. We're not going to be on I-80 or anything like that.
No, I think they got about an 80 mile an hour minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Wow. So Pedal to DC officially launching from Grand Marais tonight at the Wonder Bar. The Splinter Tones are going to play.
Yeah.
That should be fun. And they've supported your efforts in the past. I think you guys had a book release party with their entertainment.
We did. Yes, they're super fun. So we're really excited that they're playing again. And we have our big red canoe. This is really the first opportunity for people to sign the canoe.
Oh.
Yep. And we have books for sale. We're going to be doing a presentation, you know, food and drink. So, yeah, it's a good time. Come on down.
That stuff at the Wonder Bar tonight, 7 to 9-ish?
6 to 8. So we're running over there right after.
Yeah, yeah.
You can beat us there.
3 minutes. Yeah.
Yes. All right, so pedal to D.C., two bikes and a canoe. Are you going to take turns pulling that thing, Amy? Who's breaking trail and who's pulling the canoe?
Well, I have to admit, since Dave was the one who came up with the idea of towing a canoe, I said, well, that's
go
great.
For it.
You can pull it.
Hey,
I'll
you
take
guys,
all the rest of our stuff. So have I have panniers on my bike.
Yeah. Have you tried tandem bikes?
We've had several people suggest that, but actually we kind of, I don't know.
You need your space.
You want a little space. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it would be more efficient.
Or single kayaks and single bicycles, I think.
Yeah.
Sort of where we draw the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though. Tandem canoe or bicycles are so much faster.
Yeah, especially downhill.
Yeah.
Well, any big challenges on the route, you think, as far as elevation or weather? It's got to be a factor. You're leaving, it's cold out. How are you going to dress for this one?
It's been wintry so far. Yeah, you know, we're going to definitely bring some extra layers of clothes here in the beginning because it's colder than we were anticipating. And then I think that, you know, other than that, you know, traffic is really the thing we're most worried about. But hopefully a 14-foot red canoe is going to help make us visible, and we're going to have flags that fly behind our bikes and, you know, try to wear bright clothing and reflective things so people can see us.
How many miles you have for averaging per day?
Not a whole lot, actually. We're taking it easy, especially in the beginning. Like, we'll take 2 days to get from Ely to Two Harbors. So an average of, what is it, Dave? 35?
Yeah.
40 miles a day?
Yeah, 35 or 40 miles.
Is there a schedule you need to keep? You had mentioned all these major cities, and I'm sure press conferencing and media releases, so that's got to keep you on time, huh?
Yes. Part of the reason that our mileage is, you know, conservative is that we do have a schedule. I mean, you know, you can look and see that, you know, we have events in Chicago on the, you know, 16th, 17th, and 18th of May, or, you know, Indianapolis, Labor Day or Memorial Day weekend. You know what I mean? Like, so it's all set in stone where we're going to be when. So we need to keep on pedaling.
Well, Pedal to DC, the new campaign with Dave and Amy Freeman. We're so pleased they're here at the Roadhouse pre-launch party tonight at the Wonder Bar 6 to 8 with the Splinter Tones for entertainment and the red canoe there, kind of fresh and void of signatures. Some great honor to be some of the early signers on that canoe, I'm sure. You of course, had a paddle to D.C. in 2014, similar theme, similar canoe with signatures. What became of that canoe? Didn't it reach some historic proportion of display? And its name, of course, remind us all of its name.
Well, we named the canoe Sig for two reasons, after Sigurd Olsen, but also because people were putting their signatures on it.
Oh, not the cigarette butts.
No, no, no.
Okay.
SIG. SIG.
Yeah.
And what became a SIG?
Well, SIG, we gave SIG to the head of the Forest Service, and SIG was out in D.C. for a while and then eventually migrated back to Minnesota. And what we've heard is that Bent Paddle just opened up a new brew pub in Duluth.
And a new tap room.
New tap room. And we've heard that SIG is going to hang up in the new tap room.
Nice.
So, that's great.
Yeah, we're hoping that's a true rumor, but we haven't seen it yet.
Nice. Well, you guys have certainly reached that next level of media exposure. We've seen you on multiple outlets, national news, local news. I just saw you in the CCO.
Yep.
Maybe not for all the right reasons, though.
No, that's true. Yeah, just on Tuesday, the Cushwee River, which is where the Twin Metals mine is being proposed, just on the edge of the Boundary Waters, it was listed as one of the 10 most endangered rivers in the U.S. by American Rivers. Every year they put out a list, and they're listing the Cushwee River as number 3 because of the mining threat.
Oh, no. Well, I should paddle that one now. Yeah. Next.
Well, the good news is it's still in a very pristine condition.
It is. Yep. It's great right now. We just need to really raise awareness about the threats that copper mining would bring to the region if it was allowed. And so that's why we're on this journey to DC to help people understand what a special place we have right here in northern Minnesota. You know, the lakes and rivers and waters that we have in our backyard is so special, and we need to keep it that way.
So true. And as crusaders for the Save the Boundary Waters campaign, what's the news from the front? How's the preservation efforts coming?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of really positive news. Recent polling has shown that over 70% of people in the state are opposed to building copper mines right next to the Boundary Waters. And I think the more people learn about the threats that copper mining bring to the region, the more concerned they are. But we also have some challenges because the federal government has made several announcements in the last few months that are walking back progress that we made, a legal determination that could reverse the Twin Metals leases that were denied by the federal government in December of 2016. They're making noise that those could actually be renewed again. But you know, overwhelmingly, people support the protection of our wilderness and our waters. So we just really need to keep up the fight and help people, you know, let their voices be heard.
That's right. And raise the awareness, always on the campaign trail when it comes to saving the Boundary Waters. Pedal to D.C. is the latest adventure. 2,000 miles, 9 states. So when do you finish? When do you expect to finish out there and at the Capitol?
We'll finish on June 18th.
Ooh, pretty. Will the cherries be in bloom, or is that too late for cherries?
No, I think we'll be too late for the cherries.
Well, you should see quite a change of the scenery and the weather and really a extreme stretch of road. I've driven it, and it gets really dense.
Oh, yeah.
Really quickly once you leave Chicago.
I get claustrophobic driving out east once I hit Pittsburgh.
It's just one
from there
summer.
On, it's just, oh, man, yeah.
Well, there's a bike trail from Pittsburgh all the way to D.C.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like 300-plus miles. So,
is it done like a sort of a rails-to-trails conversion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Aren't those great?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great work. Any kind of like epiphany of why the pedal to D.C.? Where did that – was it a just came to you? Was it hatched in a think tank? Why pedaling?
Well, it was percolating ever since paddle to D.C., and it came about because as we were looking at our route by water, it made sense to follow like the traditional Voyager route to get out to the East Coast. And that meant like not going through all that many major population centers. And we're kind of lamenting that fact, like, oh, shoot, you know, if only we could go through Chicago and stuff like that. And so that was where that first seed of the idea was planted.
Yeah. Hit the big cities, more audience. How about on a difficulty rating? How would you rate this one versus paddling?
I'm not sure that we really can, because our experienced bike touring is much more limited than our paddling experience. So, you know, I think it's going to have its challenges. I think it's going to be very different than anything we've done before, which I guess is something that we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Is the outdoor classroom coming along for the adventure?
The Wilderness Classroom. We're not really going to be doing much with the Wilderness Classroom during this adventure, but we will be in the future.
Well, you guys have great presence, great online presence. If you'd like to share your resources, now would be the time.
Sure. Well, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram through Freeman's Explorer. And then you can also learn more about Pedal to DC at savetheboundarywaters.org. If you go there, you can see all the places that we're doing events all along our route, and you can there are links for ordering our book, more information about the campaign. You can sign the petition online. So please check it out, savetheboundarywaters.org.
And if you want to meet National Geographic Adventurers of the Year, Dave and Amy Freeman, you can go to the Wonder Bar tonight.
Right now.
In 5 minutes, right they'll now. Be on hand for autographs, I'm sure, authored signed copies of the book.
Yep.
You bet.
And then you would be able to sign their canoe in an exchange of good faith. So great mission, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Good luck. I'm sure we'll be following you on your route, and look forward to the success of that and the wrap up, and then on to the next mission. Of course, any ideas, any hints? You'll have like 6 months to play on this on the road, I'm sure.
Exactly. Right. One thing at a time. You'll have to have us back on the roadhouse, and then we can talk about that.
We look forward to it, Dave. Thanks so much. Dave and Amy Freeman, off to a pedal to DC. Good luck.
Thanks.
See ya.